So I officially want to welcome you to the week 10 of the Energy Language Basics course. We are almost complete. Arjun just has a lot of load, extra work in his work, but he managed to catch us up on the weekends. So he's really also with us here in the circle. And yeah. So this is really an exciting moment for me because I'm now sharing you how you can really use this beautiful, powerful, delicate, precise, wise shapes and colors for yourself, for really formatting and structuring your own energy field. This is kind of one of the really main application, how you would use it. And as I shared in the Telegram note, I mean, traditionally, those teachings, they were really only transmitted and shared only without any written material. And yeah, it started already 26 generations ago, and that was a very different culture and chapter. But also, it's just recently that we really have this, let's say, this mixture of sharing some written material, and but also focusing really and emphasizing that the main part of the teaching is you receiving the initiations. So if I would give someone just the written material and all the information, this person wouldn't be able to use it really. And yet we are living, especially in our modern culture, in an age where our minds are so trained to have something to read and to see, that just sticking with the original format is kind of also not working that well. So we kind of try to find a mixture. But especially with the introduction and how you choose and how you then set a personal grid, I really also tuned in. And also in the previous sharings and teachings, and when I received those teachings, there was no written material for it. And I kind of had the clear inner intuition and instruction that I really stay with that. So this is also why you will not find then any written information on the website, but of course you have this recording, and this is already kind of, I never had that. Yeah. Okay, before I go into the information of it all, and then also into the initiation of how to choose and set it, I would really like to give you, as always, the opportunity, if there is something you want to share, experiences you had in the last week or from before, or if you still have some questions. And I really value you also putting them in our Telegram group so everybody can benefit from our sharings. That's lovely. And I also want to let you know that my intention is to keep this Telegram group alive, so that also in the future, if you want to share something or if you have new ideas or questions, this can still be a point where we can meet and have exchange.
I have a question for you. First of all, I think it's a great idea to keep a group because, you know, it's very like-minded people around. So I don't have too many of them around me. So at least virtually I have you guys. I have a question, not directly related, but a little bit indirectly. And I'm just curious on your perspective. because I've never done, pretty much in your course, I learned to differentiate my physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. I never did that. And I love the exercise because now I can really know where am I and how it feels in different body. There was, however, then, you know, I've been thinking quite intensively about practices. You probably guys know Eckhart Tolle, who teaches, you know, a little bit on being in the moment and in the now. So is the constant chatter, is it must be happening in the mental body, right? So then I was thinking, shall I say, like, if I would at some point want to attain the level of his, which I know is absolute mastery, but would it mean to turn off your mental body? Or like, okay, and then I thought, okay, I should not wish for it, you know, otherwise, you know, what if you suddenly go completely like, you know, like, I don't know, like a cabbage or something. So yeah, I'm not very aware of this, you know, mm-hmm. how to get above, like he calls it getting above your thoughts, you know, on the upper level. So how do you do that? I don't know if anybody of you guys know, or maybe for you, you have any thoughts on this, but I've been thinking about it. So I thought let's share.
Yeah, of course I can share my thoughts on it and also my experience on it. I wouldn't try to shut off the mental body or to numb it, because it's an extreme useful tool, if you want to name it like that. But what I can experience that, for example, when I really move into the spiritual realm or the transcendent part, there can be still some mind chatter happen, but it doesn't get my attention in that way. It's more like how I experience, it's more like when you are in an airplane and it starts and there comes this moment when you come above the clouds. And yeah. The metaphor would be the clouds and the forms are still thoughts, but then you go through them and you are above them. And how I experience it, it is kind of higher than my mental body, but that's that can be different in another system. And then when these clouds, they don't get that much attention, it's just more peaceful and more quiet, even though maybe down there something is moving, but it doesn't have the attention as much.
So and, from your, yeah. Sorry.
And what also needs to be kind of really also taken into consideration, that often there is a communication between thoughts and feelings. If yes, you have intense thoughts that
yeah.
Most probably triggers your emotional yes. body. They are very yes. close together.
Yes.
And then certain emotions again fuel your thoughts and you can really yes. come into such a loop. But if you are more aware and expanded and not that tense and really kind of loosen that, you can see that happening and you can kind of not feed it. And just kind of seeing it and seeing, now this thought triggers that feeling. I get more angry or more sad, kind of. And then already you take some fuel out of this process. And that's really something. I mean, everybody will tell you it's kind of grace when you come into a space where no clouds, this can happen. But it's very difficult to intentionally produce that. But not taking it that serious and going away, let's say, strengthens the possibility that it gets less and less.
Yeah. When I meditate, I get the experience that you mentioned, you know, that you're above the clouds and you kind of let it pass. That's okay. But in a mundane life, you know, and indeed feelings follow so fast sometimes, So your technique, if I listen to that, it's to dwell more, focus more on the spiritual body as often as possible, kind of.
Yeah, or you could also go in the other direction. If you really pay attention to your physical sensations, you also go out of your mind. Because it's very difficult to have really attention on these different levels. So in the other direction, really feeling, how is my skin? What do I smell? How do I feel the ground? What is happening in my belly? Kind of.
That's true. It's such a mastery. I mean, especially to be honest, recently I noticed how my thoughts produce actions so fast. Like a bad thought, and immediately something crappy happens, or a good thought, and it's just manifestation for me, doubled the speed. So I'm like so freaking careful of my thoughts now that. Yeah. That's why I thought, okay, maybe just like, you know, do something with my mental body.
And that's a good point. If you give it some useful work, kind of really going into very consciously chosen thoughts, reading some text which is meaningful for you.
Yeah, or I try to
uplifts
do that. Yeah.
You, or doing some painting, or also kind of really also very simple work with your hands, practical stuff. You know,
like painting our constructs.
Yes, or painting mandalas can also be beautiful for some, or doing work in the garden, or as funny as it sounds, sometimes cleaning can be a very useful tool.
Yeah, no, it has a very positive effect on me. It seems like I'm cleaning my brain as well, you know, a little bit. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I initially wanted to tell you about ongoing opportunities in the last class, but as it's also here now as a topic and as a question, there are different ways to continue with the energy language. And there is, for example, one bunch of teachings is focused on the physical body. And there you would be initiated in 10 seven shape structures, which all show you the optimal functioning of 10 main body systems, 10 main body systems, for example, the skeleton system, the vascular system, the circulatory system, the nervous system. This is one another teaching. And the other is where you get shown 10 different structures which operate mainly in the emotional body. And there is also one seven shape grid, for example, which which creates a gap between what your experience and your reaction. Often what you think and what you feel can cause an immediate reaction, might be an verbal comment in a conversation, you know, you just say something, or an action, and often it's automatically happening. We don't find this gap where we let something in, maybe in a conflict situation, and where we consciously choose what might be our most wise and beneficial reaction for this situation. And there is a grid which creates this gap, where there is an experience and your system is kind of registering maybe adrenaline, hormones, rage, whatever, but it creates a gap before you choose an action. So that's kind of some very special.
I would love to, that one especially, I would love to. So if you can give us more information, at least for me, it's very interesting.
So I will give you kind of more information what could be continued in. And then, of course, I mentioned it several times, there is also this teachings where 144 colors and 80 shapes in total are shared. And that kind of course, that would give you another variety of vocabulary to really play with. But I would, I will not write immediately offering something continuously, as we are really a tiny group, and I thought of maybe offering another basic course somewhere maybe in March or April, and then seeing if people out of two basic courses would like to continue further. So yeah, this is my idea. And of course, it always helps if you would meet people where you think they could benefit from these teachings. Yeah, great.
Yes, please let us know. I would love to try a few others.
Yeah, great. Anything else to ask or to share?
May I?
Yeah. Susanne? Now she's frozen.
So I've got something to share.
Yeah, please.
I've made my first mobile, my 7-grid mobile.
Yes.
I hope I can show it to you.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That's beautiful. Wow. Unconditional love.
Wow. Wait, did you make it?
Right is there as well.
Did you make it yourself?
I can't really get...
What did you make it out of?
What I made it out of. Can you all see it?
Yes. Yes. It's beautiful.
Super cool. Wow.
I made it out of, they're just little, tiny little styrofoam balls. And obviously I painted them and then I just attached them with a see-through string.
And that's beautiful. It's unconditional love, right? That one, that grid's unconditional love. Beautiful.
And I'm already making the next one, but I didn't get it ready. Otherwise, my next one is healing and trust. I'm working on.
And how do you make that from like it's so inspiring, super cool.
Yeah,
like they're just little styrofoam balls, like the white little balls. You can buy them at the craft shop in all sorts of different sizes. And then I just painted them with the different colors and I made a hole in them and I strung them up on the string. And then I just hung them up.
But for the other, like trust and the other ones have also different other shapes than you would just cut the ball.
So I'm still using the balls for the sphere, but I made the cubes because Puria gave us also the patterns for everything. So I already made the cubes for trust. And now I only have to make the cone for the healing one. And the balls are all the same.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool.
Yes. Thank you.
And it's really, first I thought, when I hung it up, it was a bit like, that looks like something you hang on the pram of a little child or something, like one of these toys. But it was really interesting. It found straight away the place in my house where it wanted to be hung up, was right in the middle, right high up in my house. And it's been really lovely because they're so light. They move in the wind and stuff as well. And so what Puria said in the last session, that they are really their own little entities. And I can definitely feel that. They are really, it's just been amazing. I've been really, really enjoying having it hanging up. So anyway, that was my sharing.
Well, that's fun. Thank you for sharing, for inspiring us. Cool. Yeah.
Thank you, Maitri. That really,
yes.
It's touching.
Oh.
Great. I just need to put, as I said, it's very cold, another piece of wood in the oven. Sorry.
Susanna, you froze when she was, when you were going to ask your question, you froze. Are you still frozen? Yeah, she's frozen.
Yeah.
Susanna's frozen again.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right.
But it's so cool. Thanks for sharing. It just pushes me now that I have to, I did not finalize all the grids. So now I'm like, okay, you know, you made so much effort to even, you know, I better like get going. Thank you. I needed that push.
Yes, I agree, Arena. I agree. I needed that little push. Now you've inspired me too. Except for we're in lockdown still. So we have no stores open yet, but they're talking about opening them up next week. So.
It was a lot of fun making it as well. It really was. I couldn't even wait for the colors to dry. I was really excited and I wanted to just hang them all up. And now it was lots of fun making it. So I can encourage you to try one. And obviously the unconditional love was the easiest one to start with.
Yeah, but what a great one to start with, right?
Yes.
A great one.
Yeah, and really kind of... I mean, I never did that, but just destroying them and painting them in different sizes, I always, this is such a nourishing thing to do because I feel really in the presence of these qualities. And yeah, great.
There's Susanna.
Hi, Susanna. You were frozen, so maybe we give you another try.
The last chance. yes, actually, what I find very, very helpful is I do a movement meditation, the form reality practice. And this is like experiencing the spiritual body and the physical body and the breathing at one time. So it's in both sides. This is so helpful for me. And for me, it's also it's so close it together with this sacred geometry. For me, it comes so much together and it really helps me to embody it, to also, so helpful. And I have a question as well. Because I was after this.
Oh, again.
Maybe she could ask it in the chat box.
Yeah, maybe you can type it, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
Yeah. Somehow the connection seems to be a bit weak. Yeah.
Very weak today. I will just give it another try from another room, but is it better now?
Or what you could also try, Susanne, you could also try to just close your camera maybe for a moment so that we hear you.
Or Susanne, you can put the, what is it? Dodecahedron, the expansion one. What is it called?
Icosahedron.
Icosahedron on the internet.
My question is about the tetrahedron.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found myself last Friday after the meditation kind of experience the tetrahedron.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you can tell something about this.
Yeah, so this is the tetrahedron is basically a shape which is included in these teachings where the 80 shapes are shared.
Ah, okay.
And it's not part of the basic vocabulary, but it's really also a very powerful structure.
Yes,
and
that was really, what I experienced, therefore I wanted
it to holds. So this is also because it's not in the basics. It really holds a very powerful fire energy.
Yes.
So it kind of can, like a knife, you know, it can have the energy like a knife where you really need to carefully master how you use it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward. One year. yeah.
Okay. Right. Then I would like to move on to the instructions of choosing a personal grid. And after sharing these instructions, and while I share these instructions, you are really welcome to make notes of that. We will go into the process of choosing the shapes for your personal grid. And after that, I will show you how to set this grid. But setting the grid will not happen in the session. This you will do alone for yourself on some day when you have the sense you want to start it. And there is some detail. I noticed that I forgot to tell you that when I already shared how to put a grid in a physical location. And that is that when you put a grid either in your personal field or in a location, and how to do it in the location, I will also share that in the next week. But you should do this process 3 days in a row. And this is an information I noticed. I forgot that to tell you. And you
can you say it again? I did not understand.
So the actual setting of the grid, you need to do 2 days in a row. Three days in a row. So you set it, and 2 days after that, also in a row. So you do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, for example, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
It means I repaint it every three.
No. It's not the painting, but the actual setting process. And I will let you know how the setting process
happens. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And as I want to give you the freedom, when you have this yes, that you want to experiment setting a personal grid in your system, you do it whenever you want. You could do it right after our session. You can do it tomorrow, in a week, in a month, in a year, in 10 years, whenever you have the sense you want to do it. And what it does, basically, a seven-shaped grid structures mainly your mental body. And how we choose it with the intention that it supports our current process, our current state of being and our evolution. And what it does when you have such a beneficial structure in your mental body, your other levels can more relax because there's a structure which is holding you and your process of evolving. And it doesn't mean when you have such a structure that life all of a sudden is just only wonderful and happy and no challenges anymore. That's not the case, but it supports you. It's like the what I really love to use as a metaphor, it's like a greenhouse for you. Like a greenhouse for a plant where you have the optimum atmosphere for your growth. The optimum temperature and the water and the nutritions which are needed on an energetic level.
Sounds great.
And important is that when you choose to set such a grid in your system, yes, you set it 3 days in a row. If you would kind of set it 2 days, then you forget it. And 3 days later, you think, you start with day one again. Yeah. So that you have really 3 days in a row. And then you let this grid running at least 28 days. So one moon cycle. So to give your system the chance to work with it, to learn with it, to adjust with it, and have at least this period of 28 days giving you the full spectrum of this grid. So that means if you would, for example, feel very weird or exhausted or triggered or whatever after 2 or 3 days, and you think, oh, maybe that's the grid and oh, it's intense, I would really like you to still stay with it and continue and use this challenge and be with it and integrate it and work with it. So this is also why I kind of really like that you on your own choose when you want to set it. For example, if you would have in 3 days a very challenging period where you know, wow, all my energy is in that, it's a project or it's whatever happening or a journey or whatever it is, and you think, huh, maybe that is already enough for my system to be with that, I would find another period where you think, ah, now I really want to go for this cycle, for this at least 28 days. And it runs for between 12 and 18 months when you set it. And of course, if you have such a structure in your system, it would make sense from time to time to just be aware of it, reconnect with it, maybe look at it or meditate with it to kind of really stay in relationship with it.
Puri, can I ask you
something
here? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you say the grid, to at least stay with the grid for 28 days, and then you say that the grid is active in our system for 12 to 18 months, can you maybe make a distinction between that, how you mean that? Like if we would go through with 28 days, the grid would still be active in us for 12 to 18 months?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Even if you take it away after 28 days, it still will be active.
No, when you take it off, it's done. So the recommendation is just to leave it at least for 28 days. But if you kind of have the sense, I want to have it longer, keep it running in your system.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, and if you don't do anything with it, it would stay about 12 to 18 months. And if you kind of want to have it really activated again and again, just be aware of it from time to time or meditate with it or look at it or just kind of connect it, sense it in your system, that keeps it more powerful. Otherwise, it gets less and less and less and less and less and runs out kind of after 12 to 18 months. But also when it's weakening in a way, really put this somewhere in your calendar or where you see it, that when you have the sense, now it's done, now it's finished, now I'm a different plant and I need another greenhouse, you delete it and I show you how, and then maybe have a period where you are without it, because this can also be very beneficial. Just vibrate totally freely without any structure, and then you could set another one. Yeah.
Boya, for 28 days, if I would try the minimum cycle, would I need to meditate on it or do anything, or just 3 days and then leave it be?
Yeah. Of course, you can if you like. If you like to be more consciously in the quality, you can do it. But it's not needed, because after this setting, this 3 days, it's operating in your system. Yeah. Good.
And is a personal grid chosen from the 7 grids that we were introduced into? So that it is a completely free grid that is created in our own being
Genau.
Basically placing new grid together.
Yeah.
And a unique personal grid.
A unique individual personal seven shape grid, which we will choose together later. And it can exist out of any shapes which you were initiated in, with some exceptions, which I will let you know. And they are always in this color order, which we had always. Mm-hmm. And the shapes which are an exception, so you never use either in the first or the seventh chakra, the beak or the megaphone cone. Because these chakras, they have a flow which goes vertical. So your connection to earth, to the material plane, or your connection to the divine, to the unity consciousness is such a movement. And a megaphone cone and a beacon, they transport energy in this direction. And this is just not beneficial in one of these two chakras.
What were the chakras again?
The first and the seventh.
So the root and the...
The root chakra and the crown chakra, there you never use the megaphone cone or the beak cone.
Or crown.
Because it has this movement and we like to have this movement in this chakras. I found it quite logical. So for me, it made really sense. And what it's also kind of really... You choose it wisely is the cylinder. So it doesn't mean never use a cylinder in your grid, but it means be really aware that's a very powerful, massive flow. Sometimes we need that, but I wouldn't easily put it in several chakras and kind of for a longer period. Yeah, you can meditate with it, sit with it for a certain period, but to have it 28 days at least running in your system is quite an intensity. Just be aware of that.
Puri, I don't have it in my head, but healing head cylinder or not?
Yeah, yeah.
The healing?
It has.
So that would not be a good grid to use so often, right?
I mean, so as I said it before, we don't choose one of these grids where you were initiated in to really carry it in your energy field. These ones I would really recommend just to apply it temporarily or for really specific reasons. And the individual grid, you choose on your own. It has a very unique setup of colors and not of colors, of shapes. The colors are always the same.
Is there any shape that we did not consider but that we are not supposed to or advised to use?
No, just the what I said, the cylinder, choose carefully.
Okay.
And in first and seventh chakra, not the megaphone or the beacon, because they transport energy in this way.
And Puria, the black color, do you advise it in any shape or form to use it in energy, in energy language?
I mean, yes, this is part also of the 144 colors, black. It's not part of the basic course, but it has also a certain quality, which sometimes is useful.
But not for this exercise right now, we don't.
You only use red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and
white. Yeah, the standard ones, yes. Okay.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding what we just talked with the grid of healing, that it has the cylinder in it. A very specific example, I have a friend who injured his foot, like kind of strained, almost broke it. So I asked him and he gave me the permission to put the healing grid on it. I only put it one day because I didn't know it needs to be there for 3 days. is it something, if you put it on a person, it still has like all the like cylinders in it?
Mm-hmm. How is so you don't put something like that 3 days on something.
Okay.
So it's really this
program that helps the healing process, how long it's needed for the foot to be healed.
Yeah. So this is what I would do when I use specific qualities which you are initiated in. I would only use it for yourself, and you use it for others only with their permission, except you are in a therapist or healing position. And there you apply it onto them when they are with you in your session. And you can set the intention that this should only run until the issue is really gone. So mm-hmm. then it kind of leaves on its own. Mm. Yeah.
But so it's different than the personal grid that we're doing that now.
Yeah, it's different, yes. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Mm. And also when you later set your grid, I just want to do it kind of a, like it's a bit like a ceremony when you do it. I just would kind of not do it somewhere in a dirty corner in somewhere. I would kind of really have a beautiful space, maybe some flowers, maybe a candle. Whatever it means for you to have create some kind of a sacred space, you can talk a prayer, invite beings, do the meditations, which we did. It's always recommended to bring yourself in this regulated mode with the subtle body meditation. And then also do the meditation where you shift into the sacred space of the heart, or even the tiny space of the heart. And this we will also do today for choosing the grid, because then you are really kind of in a state where your intuition is connected with all your dimensions and can really receive the information beautifully. So I wouldn't do it when I'm totally freaked out and stressed and my mind is running somewhere and I feel triggered. That's not a good moment to choose a grid. I really would look for a regulated content, quiet, relaxed moment to choose it, and then also setting it. Yeah. And you put that on an empty sheet of paper and you kind of have a headline for this sheet of paper. And this you can already now put on your empty sheet of paper, which you have brought. And just on the top, like a headline, and you start on the left side, you put your name. Your first name and your last name. And then you make a comma. What is comma in English?
Don't know.
Comma. It is a comma.
Is it comma? So comma. Easy.
Yeah.
So easy. Comma. And then you write 7 shape grid, and you can write the 7 as a number, or you can write the 7 as a word, as you prefer. 7 shape grid, and then comma. And what you now not do, but what you put later after this comma, you set the date of the day when you start setting the grid. So you can't put it now because you don't know when you set it. But the first day when you start the 3 days in a row, you put there. Yeah, and I just want to highlight again the benefit of having such a structure in your mental body, because it's always there. It's always activated. It's different than meditating. There you put your awareness and you bring your kind of all your system in a certain attitude and inner posture. And with this grid, it's there. You don't need to really do a lot of about it anymore, except when it stays really for many, many months. You just think of it again and again, but not like regularly really putting your awareness and energy there. All right, I just have a look at my notes if I forgot something.
I have a question. When mm-hmm. you let it run for 28 days, you connect every day with it, or you only let it inside of your body?
As you
as
like.
A, as a grid.
As you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I mean, we have another two meetings, so you can kind of play with it, look over your notes. Maybe you want to set it and see if you have additional questions coming up with this topic. But right now, I would really like to continue and to show you or guide you in the process of choosing a grid. Yeah. And I just again need to check my fire for a moment. Ah, yeah, and maybe you could also write down in your notebook. Choosing the grid, you always start in the seventh chakra. When you choose the shapes, you start from 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And when you choose the grid, I would do it on a separate paper, kind of really like a draft. And you can either put the word or the draft. You can draw the shape, or you can write the word of the shape in your choosing process, in your draft. When you later draw your grid, this I would do after I have looked at the draft and I check it, I would then draw it like we did with this other shape grids. Yeah. But for choosing it, you can either draw it or put the word for it. And you start at the top and go down. So, for example, when we now go into this choosing process, I will guide you into this process. So, if you like to do that later, you would have this recording. If you like to use this guidance to come into the choosing process, you could use the audio of this guidance, or you could just do it on your own. It's really up to you how you prefer it. And then you, in your notebook, you make a draft of what comes of choosing. And when you later you have this idea of really setting it, you use this empty sheet of paper where you have your headline and you draw the grid on it. And of course, when we now choose it together, my offer would be, if you decide to set your grid quite soon, you could let me know, you could send me your draft, and I could have a look at it, kind of checking if it makes sense or give you some feedback. You could, and that's really up to you, you could send it to me via email as a photo, or you write me the words as you wish, or you could, if you don't have an issue with other people also seeing it and maybe also then reading my feedback because of together learning process, that's also fine. But that's up to you if you want to share it or if you want to have it private. And if there would be a longer period between the choosing and the setting, I would choose it again. So if you choose now or tomorrow or in 3 days and there are some weeks passing and you haven't set it, I would do the choosing process again, you know? And it's really, that's really something where you tune in. Am I still the same person in the same situation like 2 weeks ago when I chose it and still didn't, or something changed and happened? I can't tell you exactly how many days in between, you know, it's more in how you feel. Did I change a lot or not? But I would say, as a kind of a raw thing, I wouldn't have more than a month in between from choosing and setting. I would choose again new, fresh. But you know, sometimes we have periods in our life where in 2 or 3 days our life can go through so much changes that we feel, oh, I feel like a different person. Then I wouldn't use this chosen thing.
So Puria, for you, then it means that you also change your personal grid from year to year, or you know, or so.
Yeah,
I mean, if necessary.
Yeah, you can choose your grid for a while every month, so to speak. You can have a week or a month in between. And I used to change them much more often when I started it because I was curious. I wanted to see how do I experience it and how is it working. Now I do it much less and I also leave them much longer usually, and also have periods where I don't have one at all. And it's really up to you and which nature you are and yeah, how your life is just showing up.
But when I set it and I can't change it for the time of 12 or 18 months, I can?
You can. You leave it at least 28 days and after that it's up to you how long you let it. But at least 28 days.
Yeah, but I thought when I, even if I leave it after 28 days, it still has an impact on my system for 12 to 18 months.
When you take it off, it doesn't have any impact anymore. When you decide on day 30, you take it away, it's out of your system. When you decide on day 60, you take it off, it's out of your system.
And what is this with this 12 to 18 months? Then I haven't...
When you don't take it off, it runs.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the natural expiry date, no? If you don't...
And I mean, I always have it kind of like in my journal, or I hang it somewhere. So I'm quite aware when it's running in my system. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so then I would suggest that you have your notebook or a paper where you can make the draft just next to you. Yes, Anne. That's a good question. So when you have installed, so to speak, a personal grid in your system, you can additionally use another one in your meditation or for certain circumstances, apply different grids. So this doesn't interfere with your personal grid, and this is not kind of interfering or diminishing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So then please take a comfortable position. And connect with your physical body. And allow your physical body to relax. So that only the parts which are needed in order to sit here right now are working, and all the other parts which aren't needed can just relax and open. And with your intention, allow your breath moving in and out freely. And with your next breath, expand your awareness into your etheric body. And allow this very thin layer just outside of your skin also to relax. And with your next breath, expand your awareness even further into your emotional body. And with a lovely invitation, invite your emotional body to relax and to allow your breath that it can move freely in all directions in your emotional body. And whenever your awareness notices somewhere tighter parts or some density or even some pain, you can speak out this open invitation to maybe that these parts are now ready to soften more. And with your next breath, you expand your awareness into the mental body. Let your breath also here move freely in and out in all directions, so that your mental plane can also loosen, relax, and expand. And for a moment, expand your awareness even further into the spiritual realm. And maybe you can sense that, especially the mental body, can relax even more when it notices that there is something there which is bigger and which is there. And with your next breath, bring your awareness back to your mental body. And especially connect with the indigo frequency, which is very much connected to your third eye. And sometimes when you bring your awareness there and when you connect with the indigo frequency, maybe you can sense it as a pressure or a tension or just an amplification in your third eye. But if it's not, it's not. So every system is different. And without losing the connection to the indigo frequency, and you don't need to especially focus, you just imagine yourself in a very beautiful nature space. Maybe it's a place you know, or you have been already in your imagination, in previous meditations, or maybe there appears a very new nature space. Just trust your intuition. And really see, sense, and feel yourself in this nature place. Feel the air on your skin. See, is there water somewhere? Or am I in the mountains, in the desert, on a green lawn? Just notice and really register this beautiful nature space. And connect with your love for Mother Nature and putting your love into a sphere and sending this sphere to Mother Nature. Sending your love for her. And then for a moment, be open and receptive and sense how the love from Mother Earth is coming into your system. And let this love flow freely through your system so that all your cells can bathe in this love and fill with this love. And not only all the parts and cells, but also all the spaces between. Everything gets filled with this love. And you don't need to hold it. It can really overflow out of your system into your surrounding. And without leaving this connection, find yourself out in nature, in the dark night, where you look up into the sky and you see millions of stars shining above you. And just for a moment, sense into this big awe where you are amazed of the universe and connect to your love, to Father Sky. And imagine a sphere in front of you where you put your love for Father Sky into the sphere and send it into the heaven to Father Sky. And for a moment, then also open your system, because Father Sky will send his love back to you. He always loved you. He loves you now and will love you forever. No matter what, you are his child. And allow your cells and all the spaces between to really be filled with this love. And open your whole system so that this love can also overflow and spread around into your surrounding. And for a moment, become aware of this holy triangle between Mother Earth, Father Sky, and you. And this sacred connection is really the base for miracles to happen. And for experiencing oneness and unity. And now have this intention, dropping your awareness from your head down into your throat. And just see how this appears in your intuition. If you just immediately are there in your throat, if you go downstairs or move down like a leaf is falling down from a tree. And for a moment, just stay in your throat and become aware of the environment there. And with your next breath, allow your awareness to drop deeper, right behind your heart. And at the backside of your heart, there is a little opening, like a lightly open door where you see light coming out. And this light has a magnetic pull and attracts you. And notice this attraction and pull, and let it grow and let it become bigger, until there comes a moment where it's sucking you into your heart. And find yourself inside of your heart. And let your intuition guide you into the sacred space of your heart. And trust your intuition and notice the atmosphere in the sacred space. And for a moment, allow your system to adjust to this atmosphere. And after that, let your intuition guide you into the tiny space of your heart. And sometimes it can feel as if you would kind of be lifted or somehow go deeper into something. So it's very different, and just trust that your intuition knows where you find your tiny space in your heart. And you stay now in this tiny space of your heart, and again, connect with the indigo frequency. And you now have this intention to choose the optimal personal seven shape grid for yourself, for who you are right now, and which will support you in your evolution. And bring your intention into your seventh chakra. And just notice what shape appears, and then write it down or draw it down on your paper. And you go further down to the next chakra in your own speed. It can be very fast. and it will not be longer than 5 minutes. That's already quite long. So try to come to an end. Everybody finished? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Yeah, and as I said, if you like, you can send me your grid either as a drawing or as in words, and I can double check it and just give you my perspective on it. But it's really very important that you choose it in such a sacred space and not really just go into your head and what would be good there. And because we have the tendency to choose what we like and what we find nice. And often this doesn't necessarily mean that we are supported in our evolution very well. So
did we just do all the seven chakras? Because I just did only 7 and 6. So we were going all the way down to one.
All the way down.
I didn't get that. I was stuck with the...
But you can do it later on your own or just after the session if you like. It that doesn't matter so much. But I also explain you then the process of setting it. And there is one thing you kind of need to check before you set it. This is if you are more a person now in your life which lacks connection to matter, that you are really very grounded in your world and you connect with people and matter, then you would put the grid would look like this Russian dolls, which have a tiny doll in the middle, a bigger. And when you are a person where you want to be more connected to the matter, you would start with the white shape in the middle and put then the purple shape, the blue shape, the green shape, and the white shape outside. Yeah,
I don't understand what you just meant.
Red shape. You have like, do you know these Russian dolls where you have a tiny doll in the center? So, yeah. And if you are a person, you want to really encourage your connection to matter. When you set your grid, you start with the white shape in the center. The tiniest shape would be the white. And then the purple, the blue, the green, and the red would be outside. But don't go too much in the head. You know, it's still in your chakras, but it has a bit this that the red is outside. If you are a person which you are very connected to matter and you have very solid boundaries and you have very distinction between you and others, and you want to highlight more in your life your connection to the divine, being more fluid, being more interconnected with everything, then you would put your grid, the red shape inside, and then the orange, and then the yellow, and so on, and the white outside. And how you would know in your draft, which you have painted, you would, when you are the person you want to be more in connection with the divine in your life, you would put a 1 to the red shape in the root chakra, and then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you would start with number 1 in the red shape. Yeah. Number 2, the orange shape. Number 3, the yellow. And when you want to have the red outside, you would put the number 1 next to your white shape. Number 2 to the purple shape. Number 3 to the blue shape. Number 4, green, and so on. So in this way, you would know when you set your grid, you always start with number 1, in one case with the red and so on, and in the other case with the white and so on. Livia?
Just to see if I got it right. So we would still draw it in the shapes.
Starting with 7 with white.
7, 6 and down, but we would put it like dolls over each other. So we put the numbers to know which layer it is, but we don't draw it inside each other.
Yes, yes. So it still looks like this on your paper, But you would have a one, a two, a three, a four, or in the other case, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, next to the shapes. So when you want to connect more with matter and be more aware of your boundaries and distinct, then you would have the number one on the white shape, number two on the purple, three next to the blue, and so on. And when you want to connect more with the divine and be in this flow and in oneness, you would put number one next to the red shape, number two next to the orange, and so on. But the choosing is always from seven to one. And you also paint it like that. You paint it seven to one, but then you decide, kind of, that's another decision process. And you could kind of also already do that also in the tiny space of your heart. What is more beneficial for me to choose in the next time? And then you have this moment where you set it, where you have this intention, and you can stand with your drawing and look at it. Therefore, you have the numbers, because you can be in a trance-like state and then be confused. But when you have these numbers, you just follow the numbers. Either they go down or either they go up. Say, now I put, and you can see, say that inwardly or really loudly, I put a red funnel cone in my root chakra. I put an orange sphere in my second chakra. I put a yellow cube in my third chakra, and so on. So you really go with the chakras, and this metaphor with the dolls is kind of just to give you this idea, which layer of myself do I want to have outside? Do I want to be more as a physical boundary being and really connecting with matter? Or do I want to emphasize my connection with the divine and oneness and flow and fluid? But that's kind of really a secondary aspect of the grid. So don't get too worried in which direction do I do it. Really ask your intuition, what is beneficial for me more?
So yeah. Basically, we're choosing, or we're letting the seven personal grid come in from the top.
Yes.
And that's how we draw it as well. But when we set it in our being, we start still from the root chakra and place the forms in ourselves in the way we have done it all along.
This depends. When you want to have more the white and the unity consciousness outside, you start with red. And when you want to have more the physical experience more there, you start with white.
Okay, and all right, I get
putting
it.
The numbers next to the shapes just helps you to stay with this order when you set the grid. Yeah. And don't worry. So if you are not kind of very in a hurry to set it in the week, you can really just stay with this information and check it and see whether you have questions with it. You can ask them in Telegram, or I can repeat it and send your draft to me. So we still have two more weeks where we can sort that out if there is confusion. I know it's a lot. It can be confusing, but that's just the way how it works. Yeah.
Thank you. I will have to leave now.
Yeah, me too.
Go. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Thanks for sharing, Matsya.
I wish you a great week, and see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.